This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Woo-hoo. Woohoo! We made it! Woohoo! Woo.
Yeah, 100 shows. We even got a nice card.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheprick with a pass left corner, hat open, three for the tie. Good! Wiley hit that!
According to Jim, it's your home for the McPherson Bullpup.
It's over! The Bullpups have knocked off Bishop Miege! 62 McPherson, 58 Miege in overtime!
Everything happening in the sports world. Even some things not happening in the sports world.
We've got a little lemon cheesecake.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM KBBE, or for those of you listening online worldwide at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, a bubbly, vivacious, energetic, Mr. Steve Sell.
You need to get your glasses changed. I am.
You're a little down in the dumps or something.
I am riddled with allergies. I mean, it's just been terrible.
A groggy Steve Sell. How about that?
Yeah, groggy, exhausted, emotionally bankrupt,
befuddled,
beflummoxed. Except my golf game's good.
Yeah, Steve's really hitting it well right now.
I'm excited about that, so it gives me something to look forward to.
I think that everybody knows what we're going to be talking about today. And my first question is, how on earth did K-State pull off the victory over Kentucky last night, winning 61-58? Now, that's a bit of a rhetorical question because I'm going to lay out some answers. Number one, on paper, K-State was such an underdog, not only just from Vegas and those types of things, but when you look at every single aspect of this game, no Dean Wade, pretty much. He didn't play at all in the second half.
That's why it's an upset.
Without Dean Wade, your first team all Big 12 player, really the biggest player on the team, essentially, McCaw Mayween is maybe a little bit bigger, but you have no Dean Wade. Number two, you pretty much have no Barry Brown because he did not play very well last night. And if you would have said no Dean Wade and Barry Brown does not play well, The odds are not good. Then Xavier Sneed, who had been the only guy for K-State that could really do anything last night early on, he's knocking down threes. He made five on the night. He's in foul trouble all game. So your one weapon is on the bench a lot of the night.
Who wasn't in foul trouble?
Exactly. Number four, the game is played in Atlanta, and Big Blue Nation of Kentucky, they know how to travel to Atlanta. The SEC tournament has been there so many times. The broadcasters were talking about how a lot of Kentucky's championship runs started in Atlanta. Number five, you're playing Kentucky. You're playing John Calipari and the suit. You're playing the mystique of the Kentucky Wildcat basketball program. Number six, there were 500,000 fouls called in the game away from the ball. Well, really, just 30 against K-State, 51 total. Number six, Kentucky made 23 free throws. They attempted 37. K-State made 20, or they attempted 22 in the game. So all of this, when you put it all together and you say, how could K-State win this game with all these things going wrong? But the answer is that K-State is tough. K-State basketball has heart. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday on the show, Steve, that this K-State team, every single year, every single game, people go in and go, this K-State team is not good enough to do anything.
Right.
And every single time, they prove people wrong. And we talked about that K-State has not really been blown out at all this year. We mentioned the West Virginia game that they did not play very well at all. But this is a K-State team that just knows how to be competitive. And there are some nights this year that I think KU would have loved a little bit of that recipe and some nights that they did not play very well. say what you want about Bruce Weber. If you don't think he's a good coach, that's okay. If you think that he went to the national championship game at Illinois with Bill Self's players, that's okay. He probably did. But one thing about Bruce Weber, he gets his guys ready to go. They're gamers. I think that's what we said on the show yesterday. This is a team that in the big moments rarely backs down. And last night was so fun to watch.
You're right. And I was wrong. I didn't think K-State could win. And then when I found out...
I'll be honest, I thought they had zero chance.
Yeah, and when Dean Wade, you know, we'd heard during the day...
Our insider,
who we fired after the game, yeah, who told us Dean Wade, well, he really didn't play much. I mean, Dean Wade, 1 for 2 from the field, 2 of 2, 1 rebound, 4 points, 1 rebound, 8 minutes. He really didn't make what I'd call a major contribution. My first reaction was, this is not a Kentucky team that we're used to seeing. I mean, I want to give all the credit to K-State, make no mistake about it. But this was not De'Aaron Fox. This was not Boogie Cousins. This was not the eyebrow Anthony Davis. Kentucky is a collection of athletes, raw talent, that basically they're guys that can run and jump. They don't shoot it very well. P.J. Washington shot free throws like a third grader, and he shot 20 of them, 8 of 20 from the line. But... again, I think you hit it on the head. K-State's tough. Malween, or however you pronounce his name.
McCaw Mayween.
Didn't score. Barry Brown, 13, took 15 shots. Kamau Stokes kept getting itchy. You know, he had to shoot it at some point. It was driving him crazy if he didn't get his quota of shots. 6 points. Cartier Jarrah, 5 points. You credit this one to Xavier Sneed. Xavier Sneed...
he played out of his mind.
Played like an All-American last night. And, you know, they've said all year long, he's potentially their best player because of his athleticism. And I thought he was fantastic last night.
And he didn't get to play as much because he was in foul trouble all game.
Yeah, he played 30 minutes. 22
points. He wasn't
on
the floor at the end.
22 points, 9 rebounds. And that's the thing, rebounding. Kentucky did out-rebound K-State, 38-29. But the offensive rebounds... which is to me is a bigger stat, 11 apiece. So K-State played with a lot of heart. I think it's unbelievable how this bracket is just parting like the Red Sea.
Oh, it's perfect.
I mean, let's face it.
Moses has taken that scepter and slammed it down into the bracket.
UMBC, if K-State makes the Final Four, they need to send a case of Mountain Dew or whatever it is they like to drink.
I think that would be exactly what the retrievers of Maryland,
because
Baltimore County would
because
want.
Because Maryland, Baltimore County basically just handed K-State, you know, a great pathway. Because Virginia, let's face it, Virginia was the number one ranked team in the country, number one overall seed in the country, and then just laid a baby Huey-sized egg out there, the biggest egg known in the history of mankind, by losing to 20. And let's face it, UMBC, that's a team K-State should probably beat by 20 points. That's not a good basketball team. But K-State, I tell you, Bruce Weber, National Coach of the Year if they make the Final Four. I mean, the guy is working miracles. You may not like him. K-State fans may not like him. He may be a high talker. He may be a, you know, squeaky guy. He sounds like he's like the squeaky wheel, you know. But I tell you what, the guy coached a great game last night. At the end of the game, when you look at the lineup he had on the floor at the end of the game, that was insane.
It was laughable.
He would have had Brown, Stokes, Jarrah, McGurl, and Wainwright, by my count. Nobody taller than 6'5 or 4. And, you know, you're going up against Kentucky, who still had all their guys. They didn't have anybody foul out, so all their main guys were on the floor. If you'd told me those five guys could find a way to win at the end, I'm telling you, this is Destiny's Darlings. And them with Loyola, what a great matchup. I mean,
another Destiny's Darling.
Yeah. Well, you look at it last night. In fact, I wrote my column today. If you didn't see my column, midcansonline.com, this is the bizarro world. Everything that you think, you got to think the opposite. Pull a George Costanza, you know. Whatever you think's great, it's terrible. Whatever terrible is great. Because we had... Xavier, or Xavier, as I like to call him, they lost. Who was the other one? K-State won, and who was the other one that lost? Gonzaga lost.
Yeah, Gonzaga lost.
So, I mean, you look at the teams that won. I mean, this thing is so upside down. So that means tonight Clemson's probably going to win. West Virginia's probably going to win. Texas Tech, who knows?
Them and Purdue are pretty even.
Yeah, Texas Tech will probably beat Purdue. And who's the other one left?
Syracuse Duke.
Oh, Boeheim. The 2-3 zone, that game is going to be about 48-44. Boeheim is going to ugly that game up so bad. And, of course, I have Duke winning the national championship. I've had them since day one. So that's just going to burst my bubble. Syracuse is going to find some way. You know, Boeheim's the ultimate, you know, he's the ultimate dry humor type guy. And, he'll entertain the press after the game. If they beat Duke, I mean, the whole thing's just gone absolutely insane.
The other crazy part of this is that we don't want to look ahead too much for K-State fans, but if they beat Loyola tomorrow, then they could potentially play Florida State or Michigan.
In
the Final Four.
I thought Michigan looked...
Oh, well, they were good. They were
Michigan,
dominant.
You know, I really hadn't paid much attention to Michigan this year because, for one thing, they don't have a player I've ever even heard of. So, I mean, I got
to... You don't know Mo Wagner?
I do now.
You don't know Muhammad Ali Abdul-Rahman?
No.
You don't know Jordan Poole?
No.
Pretty good. I can remember
the last
all those.
Thing I remember about Michigan is Tim Hardaway Jr., you know, casting up threes from everywhere. Now he's making $71 million for being a bench player.
And Trey Burke.
Yeah, Trey Burke was a good player. But
you're kind of stuck on the Jalen Rose, Chris Webber days.
Well, yeah. I was a big Fab Five fan.
Oh,
so,
big, they invented baggy shorts.
Yeah. And you know,
also, did you know Dean Wade's from a tiny town in St. John?
I didn't know that,
Kansas?
But I learned that last night.
Yeah, they talked about it.
Yeah, yeah. So
they've got a bar there,
is
what they said.
Yeah, they've got a bar there. So anyway,
But K-State could play. And by the way, Florida State's playing, they could play Florida State in the Final Four.
Oh, I know.
And they'd be one way away from playing for the championship.
This thing's so silly. It's almost, you can't even write this stuff. I mean, Hollywood couldn't script this stuff. But I think, you know, if K-State goes farther than KU, that's amazing to me. Since KU beat them three times and then beat them without Doak, you know, the last time. But if K-State goes farther than KU, that's just mind-boggling to me. But I give all the credit to K-State. You know, everyone says, "Oh, you gotta, you know, you're a KU guy, you gotta hate K-State." Well, unless K-State's playing KU, I'm for the Wild. You know, I like to see the Wildcats do well.
I wanted a good game,
and
this had to be
so tough for my sister last night.
As
I've mentioned on the show, my sister. As Roger Trimble would say, if the Russians were playing K-State, she'd root for the Russians. But there's something she despises more than that is John Calipari. Because she lived in Memphis when John Calipari coached in Memphis. And I mean, she would wear a turban. You know, the Saudis. She'd root for the Saudis. That's how much.
I thought you were just saying she'd wear one for fun.
No, that's how much she could not stand John Calipari. So I'm sure she was probably for K-State. I'm sure she was because, you know, to her, Calipari is just like mud, you know.
Well, just like Sister Jean.
Not like Sister Jean.
Sister Jean, her name is mud compared to Steve.
If Loyola wins at all, what's Sister Jean going to say?
Sister Jean had him going out in the second round.
She's kind of become the
her
poster
mud there,
child
but.
For Loyola.
Oh, Sister Jean. Well, now K-State is playing in the Elite Eight for the first time since 2010. And if you remember right with that game, I believe they played Butler in the Elite Eight.
And they
played Xavier the game before. And
right.
That was the game that went into overtime. And I can remember watching that game. It was a Frank Martin team. I think Denny Clemente would have been the point guard for that year. Jacob Pullen. A couple of fun teams that K-State had.
Was that Beasley?
No. This would have been just post-Beasley.
Post-Beasley? Okay. So, yeah, it would have been Pullen. Yeah.
So, now, K-State, with a win on Saturday against Loyola, would be playing in the Final Four for the first time since 1964.
And even I, as old as I am, and I'm older than dirt, I don't remember that K-State team. I couldn't tell you who was on that team. I know Ernie Barrett wasn't on that. You know, Ernie was before that. But 1964, I couldn't even tell you. I would say, I don't know, Bob Boozer. I think Bob Boozer was before then, so... I know Steve Honeycutt, maybe.
I don't think Bill Snyder was even old enough to be on that team.
No.
Even if he played basketball.
And, you know, 20 years ago, I could have probably told you the starting lineup, but, you know, you get older, you don't remember stuff. Because I had somebody tell me the other night, they said, well, guy, you could remember the starting lineup for the 1967 St. Louis Cardinals. Well, that is true. But
well, that was a pretty good team,
too. Yeah, that was a good team, yeah. But I don't have all my sports faculties anymore. I've just, you know, I used to study that stuff back when I was a little, you know, a little chipper.
Steve, who is the 17th president of the United States?
17th president of the United States would be Andrew Johnson.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Steve keeps a big list in front of him all the time of all 45 presidents, and so he's always ready to pull it up. No,
well,
it's very impressive.
You know, I go in and talk to Coach Kinnaman's
it's
class.
It's his birthday today, right?
That's right, it is Coach
hey,
Kinnaman's
happy birthday.
Yeah, Coach Kinnaman. I haven't chatted with him yet today, but I'm sure that he'll have me for his class. Once a year, I go in and talk to Coach Kinnaman's sixth grade class and do a thesis on the presidents of the United States and try to wow the kids with my intellect when it comes to the presidents.
You do have a lot of that, I will admit. So K-State will play Loyola. They announced the game time for tomorrow is at 5:09. That game will be on TBS. The other one, Florida State and Michigan in the Elite Eight. That game will be in L.A., 7:49.
Gotta like also on TBS. Gotta like Michigan. I mean, they have been one of the really impressive teams, you know, for all three games. I was thinking they squeaked by one game, but they drilled Carolina, if I remember right.
Well, they squeaked by Houston, remember? The buzzer beater.
Yeah, that was right out of the chute. I think that was game one, wasn't it?
No, it was round of 32.
Round of 32, okay.
So we will take our first break. We have some other games from the Sweet 16 to talk about last night. Michigan and A&M, Florida State and Gonzaga, and Loyola against Nevada. We'll talk about that. And then the Sweet 16 games coming up tonight, and especially KU taking on Clemson up in Omaha. You're listening to According to Jim on 96.7 FM KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas, Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back in on today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE, or for those of you listening online, midkansasonline.com. And a special shout out to our podcast listeners, soundcloud.com/KBBE Sports. Steve, we still have some tickets to give away for the Junior College National Men's Tournament going on over in Hutch. These tickets are for tonight.
Right.
And we have six left for the semifinals tonight. If you would like any of these six, you can have one, you could have two.
Yeah, well, six.
I'll give you four.
Yeah.
I'll give you six. I can't give you seven, though, because
right.
we don't have seven.
Yeah.
So we've got six. Call up 620-241-1504. And you can claim as many as you would like.
Yeah,
and then
up to six.
However many we have left, we'll get a calculator out.
Now, you know, yesterday we did that, and they were gone in like 8 minutes. But the problem is, Barton got beat, Hutch got beat, Coffeyville got beat. So this is mainly the diehard basketball fan that loves to watch junior college basketball because there's really nobody around here left playing. But they're great tickets. We used them on Wednesday.
Yeah, thanks to Jim LaDuke.
Yeah, Jim LaDuke and. They all got used up yesterday, so, you know, call up 241-1504. Casey will get you all lined up. You know, she'll take your name and
how
many.
We've got six to get rid of.
Yeah, so better call quick because the games will be starting, you know, like 6 o'clock tonight. So.
Yeah, so give us a call. We've got six tickets to the Junior College National Tournament tonight. We're still buzzing a little bit after K-State's victory last night in the Sweet 16.
Deserved victory.
The Wildcats of Kentucky, 61-58. The other games that happened last night, the one that happened right before K-State, was Loyola taking on Nevada, and that game was also in Atlanta.
Great game.
And Loyola, the Ramblers, Sister Jean, they keep rolling.
Two starters from Blue Valley Northwest, Clayton Custer and Ben Richardson. And, man, look at that.
Look at all the Kansas people.
Clayton Custer was a Kansas Player of the Year.
He was.
And
two-time state
Dean
champion.
Dean Wade was a Mr. Basketball in Kansas.
So at least one-time state champion. How many did they win?
St. John won three, I believe.
There you go.
Yeah. So
that little tiny town in Western Kansas that they talk about.
Three kids, three of the 10 starters in that game are going to be from the state of Kansas.
It's pretty cool.
Because I think Dean Wade will start. You know, I think Dean Wade will try to go. Whether he's effective, I don't know. But, man, this could be the most improbable Final Four in the history of the event. It really could be. I mean,
in 2011, it was a weird year. Remember that year, West Virginia was kind of the only normal team that made it. And then VCU made the Final Four.
UConn,
and Butler.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty improbable Final Four.
Yeah, but, I mean, look who you could have this year, though.
You could have Loyola. You could have Florida State. You could have West Virginia would be the most radical team out of that. And then you could have Syracuse.
Yeah.
There were a lot of arguments that Syracuse did not.
In fact, they were one of the.
They played a game.
They were a play-in game on Tuesday or Wednesday, maybe it was. But that's just crazy.
Beat Arizona State.
Yeah. It just shows you don't have to have six McDonald's All-Americans to be a be a Final Four team.
You do have to have one. Have you heard me talk about that stat before?
No.
That every team that has won the national championship since they installed the McDonald's All-American game and the team. So Magic Johnson was on the first one. So the first time that anybody could have won was 79. And
I remember
in 79, Magic Johnson and them won. Every year since then, besides two, there's been a McDonald's All-American on every national championship.
Now, KU has how many McDonald's All-Americans?
I know probably four. Probably three.
Well, Malik Newman.
Well, Billy Preston might have been one.
Malik Newman was a McDonald's, because he was like the number two rated player in
either
the
Lawsons, were they?
I don't think so.
You just have to have one on your roster.
Devontae was going to go to Appalachian State.
I don't know if they have McDonald's in the Ukraine for Svi to make it.
I think as a bookie.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
But you got to have one. Yeah. The only teams that didn't were the 2002 Maryland Terrapins, who won the national championship.
Juan Dixon.
And the 2014 UConn Huskies.
Okay.
They were the only ones that don't have a McDonald's All-American on the roster and won a national championship.
Okay.
So you have to have one. The other games last night out in L.A., Michigan just pounded Texas A&M 99-72.
That first half, it was like at one time, it was like 48-19 or something like
so
that.
So here's something for some perspective for all you McPherson High basketball fans. Do you remember the final game of the regular season for the boys when they beat Circle and made 14 out of 23 pointers in the first half?
Correct.
Well, everybody was sitting around last night going, oh my gosh, Michigan just shot the lights out. They were 14 out of 24 on the game. And that was a ridiculous number. And to think that the Bullpup boys were 14 out of 20 from 3.5, that just shows how crazy that night was.
Right.
But Michigan was just flat out dominant
last
night. And that is why I picked them to go to the national championship game. This is a team that I've seen a lot of promise from. And I think this is a very good team. They now match up with Florida State, who beat Gonzaga bad last night, 75-60. I will give the Zags one excuse. Killian Tilly, their second best player, another big guy.
Yeah.
He was listed as a starter up until about 2 minutes before tip. And then word broke that he injured his hip in practice yesterday. And so Gonzaga was without its best player, second best player, essentially. And so Florida State took advantage of that. They had a big size advantage. And Florida State just took advantage of every single opportunity.
They've got just like a cachet of seven-footers on the
roster. That's a big team.
Yeah.
And so Florida State will take on Michigan in the Elite Eight. I mentioned a moment ago that game will be at 7:49. K-State and Loyola. We'll give our final thoughts on that game here in a moment because we'll talk about KU and Clemson coming up tonight from Omaha. But that is the Elite Eight that nobody predicted.
No. It's
besides about 30 people that they've posted on ESPN picked that.
Yeah. I mean, this is just insane. In fact, in my column today, I said it's like the Seinfeld episode of Bizarro World where everything's just the opposite. And that's what's happened. And so that's why, man, you got to like Clemson tonight. You know, everything's going backwards. KU should be a favorite, but, you know, Clemson. And then what's the other games tonight?
Syracuse and Duke.
Right.
Texas Tech and Purdue. Villanova, West Virginia.
Yeah. And, you know, to me, if West Virginia beat Villanova, that's not a surprise. I've said all year, I think everybody's kind of overvalued West Virginia. I mean, everyone's kind of had them like about a top five or six team in the country, and they really didn't play that well. And, you know, their press didn't bother teams, even though their backcourt, Javon Carter and Daxter Miles, is great. And then they got Kanate, you know, being a thug on the inside and throwing people into the wall and slapping balls and pinning balls against the backboard. But they're not very deep. West Virginia doesn't have a lot of depth. But, you know, Villanova has looked like the best team in the tournament.
Yeah.
They really have.
Them or Duke. Yeah. Or Michigan's been pretty good.
Yeah, but Villanova has just made it look so easy. And Villanova doesn't seem to ever take a bad shot. You know, they run their offense. And then if it finally breaks down at the end, Brunson does something and, you know, bails them out. But, you know, Villanova, I had them in the Final Four. I mean, I thought they were the easiest pick there was in the Final Four.
Let's take our final break. Remember, we still have 6 tickets to give away to the junior college basketball semifinals tonight over in Hutch. Give us a call, 620-241-1504. You can pick up these tickets. We got 6 left. You can have as many as you want. We'll take our final break. When we come back, we'll talk KU and Clemson as well as K-State and Loyola on Saturday night. You're listening to According to Jim on 96.7 FM KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas, Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's recording, Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE, Jim Joyner, Steve Sell. Steve, we have talked a lot about on today's show the K-State win over Kentucky last night, which has pushed Emaw Nation into the Elite Eight on Saturday. They will take on the Loyola Ramblers at 5:09 on TBS. There's a chance. Two teams from Kansas could be in the Elite Eight.
And remember, I think it was when Steve Henson played, KU and K-State met in the Elite Eight one year.
Was that 1988?
88, yeah. I think they were in the Elite Eight, if I remember right.
At some point they did. I was kind of thinking Elite Eight, too.
But I think it was 88, because I think Steve and Mitch Richmond, and they had Bledsoe, and I don't remember who KU had.
You know a lot more about the 1988 K-State team than the 1964 Final Four K-State team.
And KU was the Miracles, of course, with Danny and Piper and Milt Fig Newton and, you know, that team, Lincoln Miner. I mean, a bunch of, you know, it was Danny Manning and a bunch of cast-offs.
It's KU and Clemson tonight in the Sweet 16. That game will start at 6:07 from Omaha. KU comes in as a 5-point favorite. Clemson's a good team, but do you have the feeling tonight that KU might have a chance to just have a safe game for once?
No, it will not.
Because they don't play safe games.
They don't play safe games. They won't blow anybody out. They could have played.
But maybe that's the wackiness of this
tournament. They could have played UMBC and they wouldn't have blown them out. Well, they played Penn, you know, a 16 seed, and struggled with them for a while.
76 to 60.
Yeah, but that was a 3-point game or something like that near the, or end up like 7 at the half. But KU was down 11 or 10 in that game. They don't do anything the easy way. They do, you know, this team has been doubted all year. Bill Self's doubted this team. He's even come out and said it. He called them soft, you know. And it's just a KU team that, you know, doesn't look good, but then you look in the victory column and there's a check mark.
We'll give our final predictions on them here in a minute. West Virginia and Villanova in the other Sweet 16 games in Boston. They're the first at 6:27. West Virginia, Villanova. Villanova's a 5-point favorite. Who you got?
I got Villanova.
You feel good about them?
I feel real good about Villanova. I just think fundamentally they are so sound. West Virginia at times doesn't shoot it very well. I like Villanova's the most solid pick of the weekend.
Syracuse, the 11 seed, taking on second seeded Duke. 8:37 in KU's bracket in the Midwest in Omaha on CBS. Duke is an 11-point favorite. You've got to take Syracuse in those points,
well,
right?
I think you do too. But I've got Duke winning it all. I've had Duke since the first day of the tournament. I've always tried and true. I stay on the bandwagon till somebody throws me off.
Texas Tech, 3 seed. Purdue, 2 seed, up in the top right bracket, the East bracket. Purdue, even without Isaac Haas, is a 2-point favorite.
Well, there was
or is he going to play?
There was some late word that the NCAA cleared some kind of they redid his
Yeah, but I don't think he can move his elbow. Yeah, I don't think he can extend it.
Yeah,
he's not going to be shooting with his right hand.
I haven't been a big Purdue guy all year, and I thought Texas Tech looked pretty good so far. And what's the line on that one?
Purdue's a 2-point favorite.
Well, that's basically an even game. So it would not. I mean, I like Texas Tech because I think they're more athletic and they're playing better. And Purdue, I've just not been a Purdue guy all year.
All right, the Elite Eight already has one Big 12 team. When we begin things tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening, how many Big 12 teams will be remaining?
I got to say three.
You're going to say three,
I think, you know, KU will, you know, cause people to wring their hands and lose their minds, but I think in the end, Devontae's not going to let them lose this game. I just got a feeling.
Finally, K-State, Loyola, Sister Jean, Willie the Wildcat going head-to-head. Who gets it done?
Oh, I think K-State does. I mean, Loyola, I didn't think they'd win last night. I think they have run
out of magic. Nevada's a good team.
Yeah, I just think they've run out of magic. K-State in the Final Four. I can't believe I'm saying that.
Florida State and Michigan, the other Elite Eight game. Who will be going to San Antonio?
Michigan. I think Michigan's looked really good.
Go Blue.
They got a bunch of thick guys, you know, real strong, thick. Florida State. Leonard Hamilton. When's Leonard Hamilton ever won the really big game?
Probably never.
Never.
I would think never. So we got fun games coming up tonight. KU at 6:07, Villanova, West Virginia, 6:27, Duke and Syracuse at 8:37, and Purdue and Texas Tech at 8:57. K-State against Loyola at 5:09 on Saturday on TBS from Atlanta. I'm sure there are some people hopping in their cars right now and making the road trip down to the ATL.
Cowboy's already there.
He's already there.
Oh, yeah, the Cowboy.
Yeah, what a great inside source he is for
us.
Yeah,
we fired him.
For Steve Zell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll see you on Monday.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Zell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas, Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.